God bless you. Amen. We are back again to talk about the goodness of God.
Yeah.
Amen. All to the glory of God. Because God is good. And he's worthy of the praise. He's worthy of the glory. And he's worthy of the honor. And, you know, today we're going to look in John chapter 10. One verse there that Jesus was speaking. And let's look at it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of talking about it, let's look at it.
Look at it.
Amen. John chapter 10, verse number 11. It says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus was not shy about expressing his goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He didn't deny it. Even when I think the lawyer came up to him and said, good master.
Right.
Right. He says, why you call me good? There's only good but one. He wasn't denying that he was good. He was testing to see if that lawyer would acknowledge him as God. He said, there's only one good but one, and that's God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So are you using that word carelessly, or are you using that word with understanding? He wanted to know. He said, I know I'm good, but I just want to know, are you just throwing that word around?
Right.
Jesus knows he's good.
Yes, he does.
And you see here, he says, I am the good shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. And before we started, we were talking a little bit about Romans chapter 5, where Paul says that, you know, for a righteous man, one would scarce till he died.
Mm-hmm.
And for a good man, maybe you would die. You know, maybe. He said, but, you know, God commended love towards us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So here's Jesus, the good shepherd, who gave his life, didn't put any limit. And because, you know, our life is the most important thing to us. And he gave his life for us, even though we were sinners.
Wow.
And he didn't put any limits on what he was going to do. He paid the ultimate price when he paid with his life. And the question has to now raise up in our spirit. Well, if Jesus did that while we were yet sinners, and he didn't hold anything back, put no limits on how much he would do for us in laying down his life, how much the more is Jesus going to do for us now that we're part of the family of God?
Right.
Wow. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we need to be encouraged that the goodness of the good shepherd that's willing to give his life, and he gave his life for sinners while we were yet sinners. How much more is Jesus willing to do for us now that we've been made the righteousness of God?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Jesus was ready to do anything for us. That's why he said, if you ask anything in my name.
Wow. Amen.
Right? Now, it's got to be consistent with his character and his will and everything else. But there's no limit.
Right.
I think, you know, that should encourage us. We serve a God who puts no limit on how much he's going to express his love to his children.
Amen.
Because he put no limit in expressing that love while we were yet sinners.
Right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, I got excited just now. I mean, we've been sitting here beforehand,
mm-hmm.
you know, talking about this, but it's like it just hit me in my spirit.
Because
God is so good, you know, and he desires that people know that he's good.
Amen.
People see that he's good. And if he showed us his goodness by dying for it, and that's like you said, that's the ultimate price.
Amen.
what more can he give? Amen. He gave
that's
his
right.
life can't to show much. His goodness. But we have to take that as encouragement because, you know, we're alive and we go through things. And God desires that his goodness be revealed so much in our lives that he's willing to do anything
mm-hmm.
for us.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. God will do anything for us. He's already shown that by dying, you know, by giving up his life,
mm-hmm.
you know. So now, if we have a need, he's going to do anything
Amen.
For us to meet that need.
Amen. Yeah, it's no question. I mean, you know, as I think about the women who, on that third day, were on their way to the tomb because they wanted to, you know, anoint the body of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, before they left, or as they were going, they said, who will roll away the stone for us?
Yes,
yes. But then they got there, and the stone was rolled away. You know, and see, that's God, right? I mean, God will roll away our stones. He'll get those things out of the way, those hindrances, those obstacles that are
yeah,
blocking
yeah.
us, you know, to get to him. He will move those things out of the way because he loves us, you know. So I think we all have some stones. We all have some things in our life that we have to know. God loves so much, he died for me. He loved me so much, he died for me. And I think we have to make it personal
yeah.
because I don't know, you know, there may be only a handful of people who can say that about another person in their life.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But all of us as Christians individually can say, not Christ died for us, because that makes it too
broad.
No, make it personal. Christ died for me.
Yes, amen.
He took all of that for me.
Yes.
Right? And if he did that, and as I know God has grown me up, he's grown you up, he's grown others up, then, and you know, it's changing you and transforming you by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
How much the more now is he going to take care of those, you know, who are his?
Yes, yes. You say it all the time. You say we have to know that God loves us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to make it personal. God loves me.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but God loves
Amen.
Me.
Amen.
He
right.
loves you too. But
right,
we
right.
do have to take it personal.
Amen.
God loves me. God died for me.
Yeah.
He died for us, but he died for me. I'm a part of the us.
That's right.
When we take that personal, we realize that how much God loves us, that he would die for us.
Mm-hmm.
And if he would die for us, he would do anything
That's
for
right.
us. Because he already did the ultimate thing he
right.
could do.
There's
so
no limits
he would do anything. He would do anything for me. So if he sees me hurting, yeah, he'll come down and he'll see what I'm hurt with the hurt's
Amen.
About. You
Amen.
Know, and he'll take care of the hurt.
That's
you
right.
know, so we do. We have to take it personal because God is good.
Yes, he is.
God is good. And that's where it all stems from.
That's
He's
right.
a good shepherd and
yeah.
he watches over his sheep.
Yeah. And wow. so as we're going through life and, you know, as we live, you know, we're going to go through the periods of, you know, some ups and then some downs.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes downs are followed by other downs. You know, it's not always up and down, up
right.
and down. Sometimes it's down and down.
Anybody
know what I'm talking about?
Down.
Right. I mean,
that's
there's
true.
Times when that's we're caught in one of those cycles,
yeah.
right? Like you said, down and further down. And, but here's the thing, when we find ourselves in those places, those dark places, those hard places, there can be, we shouldn't entertain the thought of, will God
right.
do it? Because God has already shown us through his son Jesus Christ.
Right.
He will not spare anything. Because again, you give your life, I mean, how much, right?
There's nothing left.
So when we're in those situations where we might be down, we have to be filled with confidence. I know God's going to help me.
Amen.
And I think that was part of like the Hebrew boys, you know, when
yeah.
when they're getting thrown
yeah.
in the furnace. I mean, they had a confidence in God that was unshakable.
Yeah.
They told Nebuchadnezzar, we don't even need to be careful in how we answer you.
Right.
Right? The God who we serve will save us. And even if he doesn't, we ain't bowing down to you. That's a boldness and a confidence of someone who has, you know, they know how much God loves them.
Yes, yes. that. God loves that, because when we boast, we were talking about this before, boasting in the Lord.
Yeah.
When we boast on Him, He shows Himself.
Yes.
You know, look at my child leaving me. Oh my God. You know, like, oh my God, we
yeah,
say that.
Right, but we say that. Right.
Look at my child leaving me, and then He steps in because yes. He says, they believe me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like the Hebrew boys. They're declaring this in boldness before this king. Like, I have to show myself,
mm-hmm.
you know? And we boast on God like that, because God is so good, and we just know it.
Yeah.
And then God shows up.
Yeah.
He just does.
He shows up in the midst of the fiery furnace, right?
Yes.
Even we're going
yes.
through something, but He'll show
yes.
up in the midst of the fiery furnace, walking right yes. into our life. And showing us His goodness.
God loves you.
Right.
Amen.
And that's the thing that, you know, we can't get that enough down on the inside of us. Because, you know, the enemy of our soul is always trying to question or cause us to question our relationship with God. Right. He did it to Jesus. If thou be the Son of God.
Right.
And He did that right after God spoke from heaven and said, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. When the Holy Spirit descended.
Yes.
And right after that, the devil comes in the wilderness and says, oh, okay, God just declared you, well, if you're a son, right? So He always wants to question us.
Yes.
If God loves you,
yes.
why would
right.
you be in this situation?
Right. Why are you sick?
Right. Why are things not working out for you?
Right.
Why did you get fired? But see, there got to be within, on the inside of us a one of those things that we know. God loves me.
Amen.
And why? Because look at this. He says, I'm the good shepherd. He said, the good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. And that's the ultimate price that was paid.
Yeah.
So, does God love me enough to give me another job? Yes.
Yes.
Does God love yes. me enough to heal me of my afflictions?
Yes.
Whether they're physical, emotional, or otherwise? Yes.
Yes.
Does God love me enough to restore what the locusts have eaten?
Oh, yes.
Yes. And we just have to know that. There's got to be, you know, and even if you have well-meaning people around you, go, well, then why is it? Look, just shrug your shoulders, because sometimes we don't know.
I don't know.
I
know God loves
there
me.
There you go.
I know God is for
that's
me.
That's right. That's right.
That's
it.
Right. You know nothing else. God loves you.
Yeah. And I think that's so important.
Amen.
And so Jesus is declaring here, He said, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd, and he tells what the good shepherd does. He lays down his life. And, you know, he even said later on, he said, I lay down my life. No man takes it from me.
That's right.
But I lay it down and I'll take it up again. So that means that was the giving of his life was a knowing and a voluntary decision that he made. Wasn't compelled, wasn't forced. Because he said, no man can do it. I did it. Right, because I wanted to do it. Because that's how much I love you.
Amen.
So, if that's how it was, you know, when He went to the cross, I mean, how much more now does He love us?
Amen.
Right, the love of God. And so, we just want to be encouraged by this, amen. Because we all go through things.
Yes.
And sometimes those who are close to us cannot be found.
Oh yeah.
When we're going through. And sometimes we're the ones that can't be found, you know, because other people go through things we run.
Right.
So we're not being judgmental on anybody, because we all do it. Lord, forgive
Amen.
Us. Amen.
Praise God.
But one person doesn't go running in the other direction.
Amen.
Is our good shepherd.
Yeah.
Right? Exactly. And I think about those, he came walking in the midst of the fire.
Right. Right.
Right? And that's right. Right there with them.
Praise
right
the
there where the heat was on. And if He did that for them, that's Old Testament.
Yeah.
That's Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
How much more Jesus in this dispensation,
yeah.
how much
yeah.
more is He going to show Himself unto us?
Amen.
But I think it has to be, you said it earlier, you know, we got to believe Him, because God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek
yeah.
Him, those who
Amen.
Proclaim Him, and they're diligent and they're faithful and they don't waver. That's how we want to be.
Yeah. Amen.
Right?
God is so good.
Yes, He is. So. Praise God for the good shepherd. Amen. So if you find yourself somewhere today with hard spots, but we all hit those hard spots, and sometimes we stay in those hard spots for a while.
Yeah.
But just know that you have a good shepherd
yeah.
who will spare nothing. He spared nothing when He went to the cross, And he's not going to spare anything then to be a comfort and to be a source of hope and strength and ultimately deliverance for you out of that situation.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah, praise his name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, well, we're going to get ready to go then.
Okay.
Amen. We praise God on this day, this first day of February.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
His time is moving.
Amen.
Amen.
And move with it.
That's right.
Amen.
I said it earlier, the year's not waiting for anybody.
That's right.
So you better get moving so that you can do those things God has ordained for this year.
Yeah.
Good things for you to do.
Praise
but until next time, listen, you be encouraged. Amen. Remember, Jesus is a good shepherd. Amen. He also is Lord.
Yeah.
And he loves you. And his love
never fails.
Amen. Oh, when I show you, in his eyes.